Triple J listeners, we've taken control of your radio station.
Hey there.
Hello.
You ready?
Hello, listeners.
You are listening to Triple J.
Live at the Wireless.
That's not the sound we require.
You just tuned in. We're the Beatles.
Moving right along.
Can we have an umbrella for the front row, please?
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Welcome to Live at the Wireless.
She's in the crowd. It's huge.
On Triple J's.
Hello, I'm Rosie Beaton, and this week's Live at the Wireless podcast will take you back to Triple J's one-night stand in gorgeous Tumby Bay. Sydney band The Jezebels hit the stage in Tumby Bay, playing an amazing show that set the mood for the night. Let's hear their massive song, Mace Spray, which you voted in at number 16 in Triple J's Hottest 100 of 2010.
She loves me more than anyone would in Leo.
What a voice. May Spray there on the Triple J Live Music Podcast. Now let's hear Hurt Me.
I'm
Triple J's Lindsay caught up with Sam and Nick from the band Intumbi Bay and wanted to know why they were shirtless and sweating.
We just had a very intense game of basketball.
I call it b-ball sometimes.
That's your American heritage showing through, though, Nick, isn't it?
Yes. It is, I suppose.
You and the and Shaquille O'Neal and
Oh, no, we go way back.
Yeah, absolutely. Back with
How
the
is Shaq?
Shaq? Oh, he's doing really good. It's he cool. just got a new Blu-ray system, so it's great to go over to his house.
It's good when you're in America for the
Shrek 2 on Blu-ray.
But he pronounces it Shrek.
Shrek does that
little sort of personalized touch with it, which I think is really good. Which show did he come out and rap with you guys?
Oh, it was the one at Perth, at One Movement. He came out with
that
the...
That was cool. Cause
it was incredible. Yeah.
Bugs Bunny, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Bugs Bunny. And then Michael Jordan from Space Jam, and everything turned into a cartoon.
That's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, that is bordering on racism, Sam. Now, I'm joking. Sam and Nick from the Jezebels are here, and you've been playing basketball in what was once Birds of Tokyo's dressing room, but is now one giant basketball court.
Exactly. Uh-huh. They said they invited us in for a sweet little game of shoot the hoops, and it turned, as every game does, it turned serious very quickly.
Who's the most competitive on the field?
The Birds of Tokyo guys are actually good sportsmen.
Well, they're actually good at basketball.
I was watching Westy play. I think we were playing AFL, but with a rugby ball, and he was on it.
He was all over it.
I think it's the Western Australian thing. They're just great at sport over there.
That's what it is. Yeah, yeah. And it's sport, and they play sports medal, so it makes sense.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. I might let you guys get your breath back, and we'll listen to a bit of music, and we'll find out what's going to be happening on stage with you guys today. And running wild is what the Jezebels have been doing on the basketball court. Sam and Nick still here. One more shirt. And
I felt a bit self-conscious.
I still don't have a shirt.
You look
on.
Good. There are some good-looking male bodies around here. Don't you worry about that. Although you said you were sweating and out of breath after playing that basketball. Nadia in Culburra Beach has just sent us a text. Just played 5 games of netball. Ready to celebrate.
Oh my gosh.
And here's a tip. She's ready to celebrate the one-night stand, heading for a surf, followed by a wood-fired pizza with about 10 buffaloes worth of mozzarella on it.
Holy moly. And then some high cardio aerobics. And then some kayaking.
Oh, dear.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. Oh, not as incredible as what's happening behind you, Nick. Sam, do you want to...
Yeah, I've already seen it.
What's happening there?
Oh, my God.
Dan, there's some hairy male breast on the window.
Dan Mack from Art vs. Science is... Well, it's like a pressed ham, except it's with his nipple, his hairy nipple.
Are hams hairy, though? Yeah.
They are if you get up close.
Okay, okay.
Now, you guys now maybe focusing on the music for a very small...
Only a short period.
Very short period. You guys had a sound check today, and it sounded wonderful.
Good.
Is everything in place for a wonderful set?
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It's great. All the drums are on drum risers that they just sort of wheel back, mm-hmm. so not having to... move the kit again and set it back up so everything's right where you left it. Yeah, it's really comfy. Great.
Did you not have that? You guys were just in America. Did you not have drum risers in America?
Oh, no.
We had
dilapidated kits just sort of falling to pieces.
What was the worst kit you had?
It was amazing. I played this old Slingerland vintage kit on Chicago, actually, but the thing was falling to pieces. Like, the bass hoops were wooden and chipped away, and the tom sounded like... It looked like the original skin from the 50s on it.
Wow.
But, you couldn't tune it to save your life. Anyways, no, it was cool, though. It was a really old kit. It looked beautiful.
And was it nice for you to head back to America for a little while, Nick?
Yeah, well, I grew up in California, so I saw my dad...
I'm sorry. Now Haley from the Jezebels was almost pressing her exposed. I'm going to move on straight from that because that's not for radio. Okay.
It's not fair because no one else can see it.
Exactly right. But it's very exciting to have you guys in Tumby Bay, and I know the mechanical bull was very excited this morning that you got to ride on.
Yeah, I got flicked off straight away. It didn't last very long. Apparently, Haley and Heather went first, and he was being nice to them. So it was really looked really easy, and I got in there. I was like, "Yeah, this is gonna be great." And then he just went, turned it up full ball, and I got flung against the wall.
Oh, it looked impressive, though.
Yeah.
At least your guitar playing hands are still in perfect condition.
Exactly.
So it'll be good. All right. Well, you guys are on stage in about an hour. Joshy Willow from Triple J on Earth is going to be up on stage soon, and I think I can just hear Rosie up on stage saying good day to everyone.
Wow.
I might go and have a quick look. Have a great show, guys.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks Cheers. For having us.
Hilarious. Thanks for downloading, and I'll catch you for more live music next week.
Triple J.
And that concludes our program for this evening, or this morning, or this afternoon, or indeed any time that you might be listening to this podcast.
Triple J's live music podcast.